The Favorite Sister, a novel by Jessica Knoll. Read by Ashley Atkinson, Jenny Barber, and Asia Naomi King.
A man whose name I do not know slides his hand under the hem of my new blouse, connecting the cable to the lavalier mic clipped to my collar. He asks me to say something, sound check, and for a single reckless beat, I consider the truth. Brett is dead, and I'm not innocent. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. I'm not only dishonest, I'm unoriginal. The sound guy listens to the playback. Keep your hair off your left shoulder as much as you can, he tells me. I haven't had my ends trimmed in months, and not because my grief has bested my vanity. I'm hoping viewers are better able to see the resemblance to my sister. I have nice hair. Brett had beautiful hair. Thanks, I reply, wishing I could remember his name. Brett would have known it. She made a point of being on a first-name basis with the crew. From the gaffer to the ever-rotating harem of production assistants, my sister's specialty was making underappreciated people feel appreciated. It's a testament to that quality that we are all gathered here today. Some of us prepared to tell heroic lies about her. Acoustics isolated, I take my seat before camera A with the grim poise of a fallen soldier's widow. The small room is cozy as a Christmas card. Fire going, overstuffed chairs. This is my first time in Jesse Barnes' apartment, and I was dismayed to discover that while richly appointed, it is not much bigger than my one bedroom in Battery Park that atrophies my savings on the 15th of every month. Jesse Barnes has a hit reality show on a prestige cable channel, and all she has to show for it is 900 square feet. New York does not have the real estate for any more success stories. Jesse emerges from her bedroom and frowns at me. Better, she says, meaning my outfit. I agonized over what to wear for this interview, scouring the flash sale sites, until finally giving myself permission to shop the full price racks at Ann Taylor, not Loft. When you are going on TV to talk about your little sister, dead at 27, you spring for the core product. I showed up for the interview 15 minutes early, location 1, Jesse's living room, feeling spruce in a starched white button-down and black pants that hook above my belly button. Jesse barely glanced at me and called over her stylist with an excoriating sigh, like she was expecting me to disappoint her. My grieving big sister costume has since been reimagined with the help of a pair of large ripped jeans and sneakers, though we kept the fitted button-down for contrast, rolling up the sleeves and knotting it at the waist.